installation and usage of the DeckTalk Speak program, and the DeckTalk DLL file. This guide will cover how to install and get the most out of the DeckTalk Speak program and DLL file that are given free of charge with the purchase of DeckTalk Reader 1, an SAPI-compliant version of DeckTalk that can be used with screen readers. This guide is geared more toward users who want to use the Speak window and DLL file for experimental purposes. For information on DeckTalk Reader and how to use it with screen readers, please visit the Enable Rehab site. The DeckTalk Speak program allows you to interact directly with the DeckTalk synthesizer without the restriction of Microsoft SAPI, so you can make DeckTalk do a number of interesting things. The DeckTalk DLL file is a file that allows certain screen readers and programs to directly interact with the synthesizer without the need for a Microsoft SAPI standard. Useful for having a portable version of a screen reader that is automatically designed to use the DeckTalk DLL file. Installation. After you've purchased DeckTalk Reader 1, you should have been taken to its download page. If you are installing the programs mentioned above, download the file called DeckTalk MainZip. Make sure you obtain the SAPI DeckTalk, called DeckTalk Setup Zip, as that's what you paid for. Now, locate the DeckTalk MainZip file wherever you downloaded it. Extract the contents to a directory of choice. For example, /DeckTalk. Once you've finished extracting the files, run setup.exe in the folder, and the installation will begin. You may accept most of the default values and continue through the installation until it asks you to select an SDK. Remember to read the windows of this install carefully so you don't miss important information. When you arrive at the SDK selection window, check the box that says Windows SDK. Then you must continue to the next step. At this point, you will be asked to enter name and company information. If you don't work for a company, enter none. Keep hitting next until you arrive at the install button. Activate it to begin the installation. Usage. Once the program has been installed, a new group should appear in your program's menu called DeckTalk 4.6.1. In this menu, you will find the Speak window and another Speak window called DT Sample. There are also appendixes for DeckTalk, but that is not covered here because they are of no use right now. The normal Speak window and the DT Sample are both word processing programs that you type text into. However, there are advantages and disadvantages of both, which will be outlined here. Advantage of using the normal Speak program. This program has the following advantages over the DT Sample program. First, it can convert the text to a standard WAV file. This is useful when you want to save your productions that you do in the program, such as making it sing or play skits. Disadvantages of using the normal Speak program. The Speak program has the following disadvantages. It isn't as accessible as the DT sample is. If you want to make the program speak, you would have to type text, select it, copy it to the clipboard, then click the right mouse button. The second disadvantage is that all of the buttons on the screen are graphical and not very easy to interact with if using a screen reader. Advantages of using the DT sample application. One of the most important advantages of using the DT sample is that its menus are very accessible with screen readers. To select a voice, for example, you would go to the file menu and hit right arrow until you arrive at the voice menu. The hit up and down arrows to select the voice you want, followed by the enter key. Also, there is a rate menu for choosing various rates of speed. To access that menu, go to the file menu and hit right arrow until you arrive at the rate menu. A language menu is also included if you want to select a different language such as British English. Disadvantage of using the DT sample application. There is a drawback to using the DT sample. You are not able to convert text to a sound file. This is about the only disadvantage that's been discovered. If there are any more disadvantages, they will be updated here. Use of the DeckTalk DLL file and why it is important for DeckTalk users. The DLL is used in two ways: as a direct speech synthesizer for screen readers and as a method of passing commands to the DeckTalk speech synthesizer that would normally be restricted by SAPI, such as generating tones or singing. There is also a program that can be used to interact with the synthesizer called Say. Say allows the user to type a block of text, then press enter, and have it spoken in the manner they wish. say can be accessed by going into the Programs folder, and going into the folder of the language of choice, then selecting say. Usually, the program folder is c/programfiles/techtalk/us/say.exe for the US English language. Say is also great for playing with certain commands, and experimenting with their effects, before doing a real production, such as writing a DeckTalk song. We hope you enjoy using DeckTalk Reader and the accompanying programs. You can also visit the homepage at www.enablerahab.com.